SKO. City, I'm Duahlisai Kowtow. President Biden is in Wisconsin, where he just finished speaking to a crowd in Madison, assuring them he's the right person to beat presumptive Republican nominee Donald Trump.
Is he going to stay in the race? Is he going to drop out? What's he going to do? Well, here's my answer. I am running and going to win again.
This comes just a week after Biden's shaky performance in a debate against Trump that touched off a firestorm of criticism and questions about his prospects for re-election. Voters in Wisconsin once again have the option to return absentee ballots via Dropbox, as Sarah Lear of Wisconsin Public Radio reports.
2 years ago, the state's high court concluded ballot Dropboxes are illegal in most cases, saying they're not specifically authorized under Wisconsin law. But since then, the Wisconsin Supreme Court has flipped from a conservative to a liberal majority. In a decision released Friday, liberal justices agreed to reverse the prior ban by allowing drop boxes in areas where local clerks decide to provide them. Attorney David Fox argued the case on behalf of the progressive group Priorities USA. He called the new decision a victory for voters.
It makes it easier for them. It gives them a reliable, convenient way of getting their ballots on time.
Absentee voting exploded in popularity during the COVID-19 pandemic. Wisconsin voters may also return absentee ballots by mail or in person at a clerk's office. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Lear in Madison.
The Environmental Protection Agency says climate change is hurting the health and well-being of people across the U.S. The agency warns heat waves are particularly dangerous, as NPR's Rebecca Hersher reports.
Climate change is causing temperatures to steadily rise, and deadly heat is increasingly common across the country, according to the new report by the EPA. Heat waves in American cities are getting both longer and hotter. That's contributing to hundreds of heat-related deaths in the workplace, with construction and farm workers among those who are most at risk. And extreme heat is also affecting the oceans. Marine heat waves are disrupting fisheries on U.S. coasts, as shellfish and other economically important species struggle to survive in abnormally warm water. Rebecca Hersher, NPR News.
In Rome, the Vatican announced today that a longtime critic of Pope Francis and former ambassador to the United States is guilty of schism and is now officially excommunicated from the Roman Catholic Church. The Vatican Doctrines Office says Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano, who served in Washington from 2011 to 2016, refused to submit or recognize the authority of the Pope, once calling the Pope a false prophet. The ruling is rare in the church and means Vigano will be denied access to the sacraments. This is NPR News. While Israel is expanding settlements in the occupied West Bank, taking nearly 5 acres of land in the Jordan Valley, at least 5 Palestinians were killed in an Israeli military operation there. NPR's Kat Lonsdorf reports from Tel Aviv.
The Israeli military said Friday that it was conducting, quote, counterterrorism activity and had encircled a building in the city. The operation, which included an airstrike, killed 5 Palestinians and critically wounded at least one more, according to the Palestinian Ministry of Health. Jenin is a known militant stronghold and the site of frequent Israeli military activity. There has been a dramatic increase in violence against Palestinians in the West Bank by Israelis since Israel's war in Gaza began last year.
NPR's Kat Lonsdorf reporting. This morning, along Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula, Hurricane Beryl made landfall just northeast of Tulum. The National Hurricane Center, Jack Bevan, is a senior hurricane specialist. He says Beryl has weakened to a Category 2 storm, but could regain hurricane strength by the weekend.
It's going to weaken as it crosses the Yucatan Peninsula of Mexico. We expect it to re-intensify as it gets out into the Gulf of Mexico and approaches the western Gulf Coast. And therefore, there is a chance of be it in northeast Mexico or lower middle Texas coast, chance of hurricane-force winds, dangerous storm surge, and heavy rains.
In Jamaica, St. Vincent, the Grenadines, and Barbados, emergency crews are still assessing damage caused by Hurricane Beryl days ago when Beryl was a Category 4 storm. I'm Duahlisai Kowtow, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Fisher Investments. Fisher's dedicated team of specialists provide resources on investing, retirement income, estate planning, and more. Learn more at FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
Live, local, and fiercely independent. This is KSKO, McGrath, KMGS, Anvik, KLOP, Holy Cross, KNKO, Shagluk, KGYA, Great Lake, KNIB, Nicolai, KSKC, Crooked Creek, and KSKP, Sleep Mute. Link up to our Facebook page and stream us online at KSKOPublicRadio.com. Proudly serving the Western Interior for more than four decades. Also heard on KRFF, Fairbanks, KNNA, Nenana, KRLL, Circle, KTKF, Toke, and KEAALP Eagle.
Love It Out Loud on KSKO 1211. I'm Paul Walker. Hope you are having a fantastic Friday. We're going to have Name That Tune coming up in about, it's coming up in a little bit. We got a quick weather check and a look at wildfire information. Overcast and 56 in McGrath with a bit of a breeze. Cloudy, lower 60s. For the Upper Kuskokwim today, 53 in Holy Cross. Cloudy for the lower Yukon, highs around 60. 56 in Sleet Mute. Cloudy for the lower Kuskokwim, upper 50s to mid 60s today. 55 and light rain in Fort Yukon with a bit of a breeze. Cloudy and near 60 today. No reporting current observation in Eagle. Rain, clouds, and 60 for Eagle and 40 Mile Country today. 55 and overcast in Fort Wainwright and Fairbanks. Rain, clouds, and upper 50s today. Little breezy there right now, too. Southwest at 20, gusting to 28 in Fairbanks. Cloudy and 67 at Merrill Field in Anchorage. Highs in the upper 50s to mid 60s today with a slight chance of rain. Once again, 56 in McGrath. Winds south at 10, gusting to 25. Clouds and lower 60s today. Sunset at 12:20 tonight. Sunrise tomorrow at 4:34. All right, we are going to take a look at some wildfire information and tell you where everything stands. Southwest of Lake Minchuma, that's the deep fire at 16,743 acres. It's about 5 miles southwest. Steady rain, minimal fire activity. Southeast of that is the 4-acre fire near Denali at 4,443 acres. Southwest of that fire, the Grizzly Fire at 19,817 acres. 20 miles southeast of Nikolai's, the 3,133-acre Big Salmon Fork Fire. Northeast of Nikolai, about 20 miles, is the Von Frank Fire, 1,682 acres. Northwest of Nikolai, about 15, 17 miles, is the 6,091-acre Lower Meadow Creek Fire. West of Tekotnuts, the 1,223-acre Crater Mountain Fire. Southwest of Tekotna, about 15 miles, the 50.5-acre Beaver Creek Fire. Northwest of Iditarod, it is the Zimmerman Creek Fire, 1,934 acres. About halfway between Shagluk and Iditarod is the Big Yetna River Fire, though they haven't updated the size in a week. It was last listed at 4,272 acres. Aniak, in the Aniak region, 40 miles northeast of Aniak, the Quinn Creek Fire at 3,074 acres. That's about 40 miles northeast of Aniak. 20 miles southeast, southwest of that, 20 miles northeast of Aniak, is the Owhat River Fire at 1,159 acres. 40 miles southeast of Aniak is the Aniak River Fire, but the size hasn't been updated in 2 weeks, so it's obviously not, I doubt, 1,876 acres anymore. Southeast of Crooked Creek, a little spit, maybe 5, 7, 8 miles as we head up the lower Kuskokwim, we have the Oskowalik River Fire, 1,929 acres. Just east of Crooked Creek, just south of the Kuskokwim, is the Portage Fire at 1,005.6 acres. Southwest of Georgetown on the south side of the Kuskokwim, the 107-acre Downey Creek Fire. About halfway between Georgetown and Red Devil on the south side of the Kuskokwim is the 8-Mile Creek Fire at 4,379.7 acres. 20 miles northeast of Georgetown, 15 miles northwest of Red Devil, is the South Fork George River Fire at 7,415 acres. Northeast of Red Devil is the 91.2-acre Cribby Creek Fire. About 30 miles southeast of Sleet Mute is the Hodzana River Fire at 1,080 acres. Just off Whitefish Lake is the one-acre Whitefish Lake Fire. Southeast of that, a couple miles, is the 61.1-acre Mulchatna River Fire, but that hasn't been updated in a week size-wise. The Little Underhill Creek Fire east of Lime Village, about 20 miles, is the Little Underhill Creek Fire. 881.4 acres southeast of Stony River is the 1,000-acre Muskeg Creek Fire. East, southeast of Stony River is the 10.6-acre Lonely Creek Fire. East Stony River, a couple miles, is the 1-acre Swift River Fire, but it has not been updated size-wise in a while. Now, as we head north and east, the one fire along the Yukon worth mentioning is about 15, 18 miles southwest of Ruby, 19,952 acres. The Maine Fire is what they are calling it. Southwest of Fairbanks, about 50 miles, is the Gold King Creek Fire at 6,000 acres. Southwest of Salcha, about 20 miles northwest of Harding Birch Lakes, about 15 miles, is the 148,823-acre McDonald Fire. Due west of Salcha, about 20 miles, slightly southeast of Fairbanks, about 25 miles, is the Clear Fire, 23,409 acres, but that size hasn't been updated in a while, so it may be bigger. On either side of Highway 2, south of Livengood, we have four fires of concern. West of Highway 2, due south of Livengood, is the Ivor Fire at 22,988 acres. And it looks like the Slate Fire next to it has merged a bit, 26,056 acres. It's due south of Livengood, about 20 miles. Not even 20 miles west of Highway 2, about 10, 15 miles. Now, on either side of Highway 2, a couple miles north, the 5,062-acre Eagle Fire and the 19,069-acre Globe Fire. West of Bettles, we have the 26-acre Thicket Fire. About halfway between Venati and Venati Landing, slightly closer to Venati Landing on the west side of the river, is the 905-acre Behrman Fire. Southwest of Beaver, southeast of Stevens Village, about 30 miles, we have two fires in close proximity. The Newdoor Fire at 13,878 acres, and the National Fire at 4,528 acres. There is the Deception Pup Fire, 121 acres, just north of the highway, northwest of Central, a couple miles. And then we have in the Chalkeetsik area, near Old Rampart, the 5,140-acre Salmon Fire. Southeast of Chalkeetsik, about 40, 45 miles, is the 16,270-acre Owl Fire. And just near the international border there, Midnight Fire at 51,989-acre. Northeast of Coal Creek is the 15,646-acre Van Hatten Fire just north of the Yukon River. That is your wildfire update for the time being. Check out smoke.alaska.edu. It's smoke.alaska.edu. That's where you can track wildfires on your time. Give you all the information that you need to know. We're going to have Name That Tune coming up after this song from the Turtles. It Ain't Me, Babe.
Go away from my window. Leave it at your own chosen speed. I'm not the one you want, babe. I'm not.
Babe, the Turtles, right here on 89.5 KSKO. Guess what it's time for?
It's time to name that tune on KSKO.
That's right. If you're not familiar, what we do is we play the very beginning part of the song. Just the instrumentals, no singing, and you have to identify the song title and artist. You have to be the fifth caller with the correct answer. You don't even need to live in McGrath to participate. Wherever you're listening from, you can call in and win. 524-3001, 1-800-605-KSKO. We're looking for the fifth caller who can correctly identify the song title and artist playing under my voice. Right now.
You're tuned in to LKA Radio, 107.6 FM and online.
Thank you. Thank you.